This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I don't know if there's personal risk here, and I don't have a fully formed opinion, but I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not saying you should agree with me or disagree with me. You can have your own opinion. I think when it came to immigration in the new administration, I think everyone who was in their right mind realized the border was broken and needed to be fixed. And whatever we could do in a civil and humane way needed to be done. And the deportation thing is a little bit different in the sense that, okay, at first it was get rid of violent criminals, and that made sense to me too. And then even if it were convicted criminals, and basically what it's morphed into is there's some sort of mandate to have a certain amount of people, you know, taken out of this country, and they're all considered criminals now because they're in the country illegally. So just the act of coming in, whether they were seeking asylum or not, is considered an illegal act, so that's the justification of doing it. And then the critics have said, well, this is like Nazi Germany. And then that triggers a whole bunch of other things. And I think that whether it's Democrats or people that aren't comfortable with it, that kind of dialogue just needs to stop. Because there's not some genocidal attempt here. It's not Nazi Germany. But the key here, that doesn't mean it's not wrong. It doesn't mean it's not something that is shades of authoritarian. Like, just because it's not like Nazi Germany doesn't mean it's something that's okay. And I think I'm reading this book called The German Wife, and I'm only halfway through it. But I think this is the whole thing, when there's something that so obviously doesn't feel right. Like this thing in Newington where we don't know anything about these people, but they were picked up while they're working at a car wash and taken away. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they went. Maybe they are violent criminals or convicted criminals, but we don't know that. You know, I don't have a problem if you're in this country illegally saying, okay, if you don't make your immigration hearing, then we'll deport you. Give them an opportunity to go along with the system. This Afghan interpreter was trying to do everything right and he was detained. And I guess my point to people is pretty simple. I don't want to look back in 20 years or 10 years or 25 years and find out that it was a reprehensible thing we were doing and have stood by and said nothing. And so if this is something that should be done because these people are dangerous to your neighborhood, there's a justification there. If you're trying to fill a quota because you're going to try to get all the people out that somehow you thought were let in by a Democrat administration to get future voters, All I would say is that if you gave these hundreds of thousands of people the opportunity to go through the system and maybe earn their right to stay here, they'd be Republican voters forever. Like, I mean, the logic doesn't make any sense. And so I just, you know, in reading this book, it's basically about German families who came over to join their scientist husbands who were, they were basically Nazis, but they were helping the U.S. rocket program. And it was the tension about having these people come over and being allowed to stay here. And I'm just getting through the book. And so I'm not here to tell you, you can think this, you're right, you're wrong, you're this, you're that. I'm just saying these things, like what happened in Newington, I don't know the context because they don't let us know who these people are, make me very uncomfortable. Now, if you're a convicted criminal or a violent criminal, I understand why you need to leave. If you're in this country illegally, you should go through the process. And if you don't go through the process, you need to go too. But to be just grabbing people in the middle of the day is makes me very uncomfortable. And I don't know how else to say it. And I guess my point to you is it should make you uncomfortable too. And I don't want to wake up in 30 years and find out all these stories about these innocent people who are parents, who are paying their taxes, who are good people, whose lives were ruined because somebody, you know, 1,000 miles away, 800 miles away wants to make sure that 3,000 people a day who shouldn't be here are taken out of here. It's horribly uncomfortable. And if you don't see it, then okay. But I don't want to sit here anymore and read about it. I've been talking to my wife about this without going on the record that if these people aren't convicted criminals, if their only crime is that they entered this country illegally, then give them, and they're paying taxes and doing work, give them an opportunity to do it right. And then maybe if they miss those opportunities, then we have a conversation. But grabbing them in the middle of the day while they're wiping down cars, who are we? Like, who are we? And the thing about the Nazi Germany, there are people who just were like, well, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to be quiet, right? I don't want to go against the government because they could ruin my life, so I'm going to be quiet. And, like, that's the thing we can't do is, like, if something's clearly not right, we need to be able to talk about it without fear of retribution. And so, now, I don't know how I feel about the National Guard stuff. I'm still sort of forming my opinions here on what to say. But as it relates to this issue of, like, ICE grabbing people in the middle of the day, people need to be paying a little more attention to it because it's very uncomfortable. And I might get hate mail for this. You can have your opinion. I'm not trying to change your mind. But I don't want to not be on record as being very uncomfortable with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.